The waters off the coast of San Francisco are a special place, an area where ocean currents bring rich, nutrient-packed waters up to the surface, providing rich food for everything from microscopic plankton to giant blue whales. That, says Michael Carver, is why they're protected as a national marine sanctuary.
If you've ever seen a salad dressing jar, you've seen all that stuff in the bottom. And what happens when you have this longshore current and these strong winds, which we've all felt at the coast, it shakes up that salad dressing jar, and all that stuff comes up to the surface. And the sun hits it, and you get phytoplankton and zooplankton, and this whole cascade up the food chain. And animals come from near and far to feed, and it's pretty amazing. My name is Michael Carver. I work for Cordell Bank National Marine Sanctuary.
But it's not just animals that travel thousands of miles to get here. At 100,000 tons, cargo ships make even the biggest whales seem puny. And as the number and speed of ships has increased, so has the number of whales being killed by ship strikes. This summer, NOAA set new shipping lanes to restrict where cargo ships can travel to reduce the chances of collisions with whales.
While we're very happy with the placement of the lanes, there still are going to be circumstances when we find whales which are feeding in those lanes. And so the question is, what do you do when the prey that they're queuing off of has migrated into the lanes? It's really, whales have tails, and they will not always be outside the lanes. So no matter where we place them, we're going to find circumstances when the whales and ships are both in the same place at the same time. So if there's a way for us to route traffic in a dynamic fashion that would decrease the co-occurrence of ships and whales, that would be ideal.
And this, Carver says, is already happening on the East Coast for ships approaching the Boston Harbor. He'd like to see it on the West Coast, too, and to make it happen, he's asking for help.
And what we're realizing is there's people that love whales that are out there whale watching, or mariners who are just out enjoying the ocean. If we can harvest what they see, then we can start to have a better idea in near real time of where those whales are. And then once we see that kind of almost Twitter feed of data, then we can fly with the U.S. Coast Guard the traffic lanes, verify if there's a dense aggregation of whales in the lane, and if there is, ask traffic to slow down or potentially reroute.
To gather this data, Carver is suggesting whale spotters use an app called Spotter Pro that feeds data into whaleaware.org, a nonprofit organization gathering real-time data on whale location. As whales are spotted, NOAA can ask ships to slow down. For the moment, compliance is voluntary. On the East Coast, there are seasonally enforced speed limits. And potentially, the West Coast could see something similar in the future. But for now, says Carver, it's time to first figure out if it's possible to accurately crowdsource whale location. Because scientifically, this is charting new waters. For KRCB's North Bay Report, I'm Danielle Venton.